Please tell me a story about an experience you've had with coyotes in Vermont.
Many years ago, on a hunting trip, we were driving in the evening and a coyote ran out in front of our car and we unfortunately ran over it, but it wasn't dead, so I went out to look at it and see if it was okay, and it got up and kind of bared its teeth, and we kind of squared off in the middle of the road, and then it limped off into the woods, and we felt really bad, but it appeared that the coyote was going to live, but we weren't sure exactly how harmed it was, but I could see very closely its teeth, and it's a very small dog, but had very crooked teeth, and it had a very angry look, but it's clearly a dog that likes its freedom and doesn't like to be up close to humans, for sure.
Can you explain why that story was meaningful to you?
Well, it was bothersome because we knew we had injured the coyote, but in that moment, I was able to get really up close to it because I was seeing if it was okay. And when it popped up and it kind of looked at me for a moment, I was within feet from it. And you don't get within feet from a coyote very often because they're so reclusive.
Now let's talk about coyotes more generally. Can you rank your experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being negative and 10 being positive?
1 being
negative.
1 being negative and 10 being positive. Well, I suppose the impact on me would be, it did open my eyes, so I'd give it a higher rank. The whole situation wasn't a great one, but I'd give it a 7.
Can you explain why you ranked your experience that way?
Because it showed me what the coyote was actually like. It was very resilient and private.
We're almost done. I just have a few quick background questions for you now. Think back to the coyote story that you shared. Can you tell me where it took place?
It was northern Vermont, somewhere in the Northeast Kingdom, near Averill, Vermont.
And can you tell me what year your coyote story took place in?
2015.
What kinds of things do you do outside? For work or for recreation?
I hunt and I fish and do some just home projects with chainsaw and things like that.
How long have you lived in Vermont?
12 years.
What town do you live in?
Charlotte, Vermont.
What year were you born in?
1971.
What is your gender?
Male.
What is your ethnicity?
White, non-Hispanic.
You're done. Thanks so much for your story and your time.